Aloha and welcome to Your Heart Magic, an illuminating space where psychology, spirituality and heart wisdom meet. Here's your host, Dr. Beth-Ann Kopansky-Wright, the clinical psychologist with a mystic mind.
Aloha, everyone. This is Dr. Beth-Ann Kopansky-Wright, and you are listening to the Your Heart Magic podcast. Welcome, welcome. I'm so delighted that you are here. Today, we are talking about the topic navigating in chaos and challenge. And I chose this topic because, well, one, it just came through. Most of my topics, they're all very intuitive, and I'll just have a sense of this is what we're talking about next, and this is what wanted to come through on this week. And the other big piece behind it is we are living in a world right now where a lot of things are changing, and there is quite a bit of both chaos going on and challenge and many things happening in the shifting possibilities that all of us are in. And I think many of us kind of started figuring out a few years back around the time COVID was hitting and the pandemic was going on that the old rules and how things were and being able to predict what the future might hold based on what we've kind of seen in the past was not necessarily going to work. I've often heard the phrase, we're living through unprecedented times. And if you think about it, we are always living through unprecedented times, even though themes in history might repeat itself. All of it is always evolving and it's always changing. And we live in a world of creativity and evolution. So nothing is certain. We know that change is the only constant. But I do feel right now, it has been more evident and more in our face that we are faced with many challenges in our world and that a lot is shifting and changing. And there's a lot of stress from that. I read a study in the from the APA, the American Psychological Association, that came out, it probably was back in the fall of 2022. I apologize that I can't quote the exact source, but basically the gist of it said is that at least in America, that's where the country that I'm in, that our stress level was up and that they had done this survey and that adults reported a higher stress level. And there was all these different factors to that. Some of the stressors had to do with the economy and financial concerns. There was stress around division and some of the big political issues, some of the big issues that we're seeing in the news right now and how that's impacting people. There was a lot of stress around people just feeling really strapped post-COVID stress of still recovering and figuring out life. The pandemic changed a lot for a lot of people and many people made big changes or derailed life plans at that time and had to do a pivot. So there was all these different factors that were cited. And basically it said that stress level is up. And there have been other studies coming out talking about anxiety is higher for people. Substance use is higher for people and coping through means of self-medication. And all of that tells me people are struggling. And I think as spiritually curious beings or people who are really dialed into our spiritual connection, one of the gifts that we have is being able to use that as an anchor while all these things are going on. But it doesn't mean that we are immune to stress or anxiety or some of these big things happening. Being spiritual and being on the spiritual path and being in a space where you are trying to rock your heart magic and live by the heart doesn't mean that you're not touched by some of these things. Like, we're not living under a rock. We're all in the same place. We are interconnected. These things impact us too. So it's a really relevant question to look at, how do we navigate this and how do we do it spiritually and also with just attention to good old-fashioned psychological grounding and well-being. So we are going to be talking about all of that today and diving in a little bit deeper. The first thing that I want to share about this topic is a channeling that I did in the Akashic Records for the year of 2020, and it was December of 2020 when I did this. So this was going into 2021. And when I ask, what is the theme that is going to be coming up for this upcoming year? Show me the bigger energy. I saw this picture, and what I saw was a stream of, we'll say, toxins and pollutants, where there was kind of this like giant river of gray and smoke and things that look like you would not want to get in this river. And the image and the feelings that came with that is this is mass consciousness right now. A lot of people are struggling down there in that river, and struggling in that space of really getting pulled into some of the chaos happening and some of the big stories and fear and many of those things that are going on in the world. And then I saw individuals being picked up with eagles, and they were being carried to a mountaintop. And on this mountaintop, people were standing there and they were breathing in this very clear, fresh, clean air. It wasn't polluted. It wasn't toxic. It was this more pure, energetic place and this very more pristine, untouched place. And the message from the records at the time really talked about this idea that we were moving into a time where some people would be striving to reach that mountaintop and really either being picked up or using the tools that they could to go stand on top and find that higher perspective and find a higher way of being right now. And there would be those who might stay down in that toxic river and be a contributor to, we'll call it fear-based mass consciousness, and be a contributor to those things. And this wasn't a black and white thing where either like you will be picked up or you won't. It wasn't really like that. It just showed the shift that was happening, that the people who wanted that clean mountain air, that it would be made available to them, and that the way that it became available was really through their spiritual connection and finding that higher perspective. And that if that was something that somebody wasn't really actively seeking, that they were more likely to feel like they were down there kind of breathing in this toxic air. And something I've learned about the records is that when they give us a message for the collective, and it's for either the year or even the month, a month at a time, these are not isolated messages where it somehow just applies to the year 2021 and we're all done with that lesson now, and now we've moved on to something new. And it's not that way either when I'm doing the Akashic Records and channeling the collective message for the month ahead. Everything is building on one another. It is all connected. So these themes that have been coming through are themes that we will be continuing to build on and work with and experience and live out over the next few years. And those themes will shift and evolve as we continue to shift and evolve and our world changes. When you look at periods in history, it's not happening in a bubble. You know, something that happened back in the 1920s wasn't an isolated incident. Part of understanding history is understanding what contributed to this and what laid the groundwork, you know, for this to happen at this particular date and time. And then what was the fallout of that? So history is typically interpreted within the context of what happened before, what were the factors that might have contributed to a point in time, and then what happened afterwards. And spirituality is very similar. These messages that come through that have to do with bigger cycles that affect all of us, even if you are somebody who doesn't a reading and you receive your own individual spiritual guidance from some sort of a psychic reading, or you do an Akashic session or something like that, you will be given what you need to know at that particular point in time, whether that is an individual getting a reading or something coming through for the collective. But it doesn't mean that it only applies in that moment. All of this is connected. And I think that is important for us to know, because when we understand that, we are better able to work with what's happening for us within the context of the bigger picture. And we start to lose this mentality of, okay, we're through that now. You know, that was a rough month, but, you know, we were told that the eclipse season's over and now we're into summer and it's going to be easier. You know, sometimes that's true and there's highs and lows in anything, but it's all weaving together and there's just kind of ups and downs and ebbs and flows in life. And I don't think it serves us particularly well when we are always waiting for kind of the joy to happen, or for sometimes people get really caught up on dates. And on this date, somehow something is really going to shift and it's going to change. And all these beautiful energies will somehow be made available. Sometimes things like that go around in the spirituality world and the industry. And whether or not there is truth and those energies coming in around a certain date or an eclipse cycle or a moon cycle, it doesn't mean that everything else just kind of evaporates. And from here on out, we're just living in the flow of bliss and joy and peace and ease. I think it is emotionally and spiritually dishonest to pretend otherwise. And many of us who identify as light workers, and if you don't identify like that, that's okay. But if you identify as spiritually curious or wanting to create light or bring your light to the planet in some shape or form, then we are here to do that at this particular point in time. So even if we are inviting in joy and peace and ease into our personal life, it doesn't mean we're going to get it all the time. Keep inviting it in anyways. And then it doesn't mean that we're somehow standing on that mountain, staring down at the stream below, and we're really above it and it doesn't affect us at all. Many of us feel like we have a purpose to sort of help some of the people or who might be stuck or who might be trying to make that jump and are struggling with it. Like many of us have a purpose on humanity that's very, some of us, it's kind of gritty. So we are not above any of that. And I want to make clear that that Akashic message, where it's like you're either down here in the stream or you're standing higher up, let's flip that and just play with it. Let's pretend instead of there's this higher and lower, maybe there's just two vertical columns or something like that. And in this one column, they're side by side. That's where the darker stream is. And in the other one, that's where the clean air is. And you can make the choice at any time to walk towards the clean air by being in your heart and learning to live from a more heart-centered place and exercise your faith. So I want to, even though the image came through in that way in the records, I feel that the intent of the message isn't this, if you're down here, you're bad, and that's lower. That sounds so hierarchical. I just think it's a choice. And that if you're somehow up here, you're better and you're more enlightened or elevated. That doesn't feel spiritually good to me. It feels very judgmental. And I think a nicer way to look at it might be these two things are existing side by side, and we can choose to step into that more clean, open space through, again, how we navigate and finding that higher perspective. So let's talk about what that is. I am going to introduce a few talking points today about how do we navigate all of this so that we can kind of look at tools that might better equip us and perspectives like cognitive shifts, mindset shifts that might perspectives that might help us find perspective in navigating these things. When I sat down to bring through the content for this podcast, and I actually opened the Akashic Records on the topic just to see what they had to say, One of the things that was kind of interesting is they actually distinguish between chaos and challenge if we're talking about navigating chaos and challenge. So I want to make that distinguishment as well. You know, chaos often feels like confusion. It feels like a flurry of activity where people are maybe running around. They don't know what they're doing. There is perhaps a general disorder to things where whatever order is going to come from it hasn't happened yet. So it can look really disorganized. Sometimes in chaos, that's really unsettling to people. So there might be a lot of drama. There might be a lot of shifting and conflicting opinions. There might be one person saying, like, let's go this way. And somebody else says, no, we're going this way. So chaos often feels like a whirlwind. Chaos can feel like storm energy that is coming into our life. And it's very confusing. And it's really swirly. And a lot of times, chaos in our life isn't just our stuff. It might be somebody else's stuff or things that are happening to people we care about or things that are happening in our world. And we really feel confused and we don't know how to order the information in a way that helps us feel calm and grounded. So that's a good way to think about the feeling experience of what chaos is. Challenge feels slightly different. And the records gave the example that challenge is a little bit more like an obstacle course or a mountain that you might climb or encountering an obstacle, something in your path that is a challenge to either get over or go around or something like that. And it requires some muscle or some creative problem solving or a way to try and solution it, to see your way through. So there is a difference between the two. And sometimes chaos and challenge, they go hand in hand, which is why I called this episode that, because chaos can feel like challenge. But one of the points that the records made that I want to bring in is that it really helps to differentiate and discern kind of what's going on. So it can be helpful to ask yourself if things are kind of flying around you, is this chaos and is this challenge? And if it's chaos, is it my chaos? Is it somebody else's chaos? You know, or is this a challenge that will need to be overcome? Looking at this idea of how do we differentiate and discern, this is really important, and it was kind of my number one point for navigating chaos and challenge, because if we can't differentiate what's a crisis and what's not, what is our crisis and what's not, what is a, on a scale of 1 to 10, where 10 is like epic proportion crisis mode, and 1 is like, hey, chill out and take a bubble bath. It's all going to be good. Like if we can't differentiate what's a 10 and what's a 1, or differentiate, this might not be a 10 for me. Maybe it's something that is a really low on my scale, but for somebody else, it feels really important. And maybe it's somebody else that I love or really care about. Like if we can't differentiate and discern those things, it makes it really hard for us to respond in a way that is grounded, authentic, and effective. And what often happens is we get pulled into that gray river of kind of confusion and toxicity and getting stuck in other stuff and others' ways of perspectives that might not really reflect ours. We get pulled into it pretty easily. So the first thing that we're really called to do with this is to learn to be a wisdom keeper, to really learn to develop our ability to be wise and to discern and to really differentiate the energies around us. And this requires some active participation on our parts. Wisdom is not something that we come to lightly. Wisdom is usually something in our life that's been earned. Wisdom might be something that others have taught us wisdom, and we have tried to integrate it into our own way of being and understand it. And some of the wisdom, and we all have our unique brand, some of it can be hard earned. Sometimes there is no way to gain wisdom on something than when we go through something hard in our life. And if you have ever been through some kind of major struggle and you tell somebody who's not been through a struggle like that, and so they can't relate at all, and they say something like, we'll say somebody dies. This is kind of an easy one because it's a thing I hear quite a bit about grief. And somebody who maybe has never known loss and doesn't really have the empathy there, maybe they say, they don't know what to say. So maybe they say something like, well, at least they've moved on to a better place. Most people don't find that helpful. Most people don't find that wise. They don't find that insightful. It's just not something that usually resonates for a lot of people. Or if somebody is going through quite a bit of trauma or personal challenge in their life, and let's say they go to some class at a spiritual center. I don't know, maybe they go to a yoga class or a meditation class, and they maybe tell somebody that they've got a lot of chaos or challenge going on. And what the person says to them is just really focus on love and light and, you know, positive vibes only. And maybe that's not wise at all for that person. Maybe they've got like real life stuff happening and real life trauma. Spiritual bypassing is another word for this that we sometimes use. So wisdom is something that we actually learn through experience, and we learn it through doing our own work. We learn wisdom when we run into something in our life that is a challenge for us, and we say, well, why is this triggering me? Why is this pulling me in? What is this reflecting in me? When we do that inner integrative work and think about what does this mean to me? What might this be reflecting in me? And we allow ourselves to create some kind of a container, whether that's our journaling time or talking to somebody about it, if it's something that's like really stumping us. You know, there's many, many containers out there, but when we do that, that's how we gain wisdom. So we are asked to differentiate and discern at this time in increasing ways, particularly since there's so many conflicting stories floating about the news. And we know that we're living in an age of misinformation and disinformation. So our challenge is to be wise, and it is to do things like educate ourselves and research ourselves and sit with something if it feels sticky to us and doesn't feel good. And sticky is a word that I use a lot when something doesn't feel peaceful or easeful. There's something about it that keeps hooking at you or bothering you. Something feels off and you can't quite figure out why. Sometimes I think about that as like sticky energy. And if something feels sticky, it is worth it to ask, why does this feel sticky to me? And what might be being triggered in me? And is this mine? You know, is this somebody else's fear talking? Is this tapping into my fears? I mean, there's a lot of questions that we can ask ourselves, but the gateway to differentiation and to discernment is really with being a good wisdom keeper and learning to cultivate that wisdom in ourselves and learning to create some form of an inner process where we can evaluate and reflect on what might be triggering us or drawing us in so that we can actually create some kind of informed opinion. This kind of leads me to the second point here with navigating chaos and challenge, and that is don't rush in. It is okay to take a while to formulate your opinion or your response on something. When I was talking to the records and, you know, kind of invited the angels into for a little dialogue to come up with these points as a collaboration between all of us, part of what I felt from the perspective of the records was almost this surprise at how quick many of us think we have to be to form an opinion. I really picked up on that there was almost this interesting reaction from their perspective that from their perspective, some of these issues that we grapple with in our lives are incredibly complex. If you look at some of the stuff happening in the world right now that affects all of us, these are not easy solutions. They're not easy things to form an opinion on. And I thought it was really interesting that from the records perspective, when we see something happen in the news and, or something happen in our community, or even a friend calls and says, this and this and this is going on. And maybe they tell you something kind of shocking. Two friends that you knew had an affair and they're having a divorce or something like that. And it's upset, like everybody in the friend group that you know. And that's all you know. You've just had this repeated to you. Maybe you haven't talked to the parties involved. And already what you're seeing is people are taking sides and they're kind of like team this person or team that person. And what I thought was really interesting is that the record said there's these incredibly complex issues that you are faced with in your world right now, social issues and spiritual issues and intellectual issues and just issues of how you are creating and shaping this globe and this world that you're on. And many times people feel like they have to have their talking points and their opinion and not give themselves any time to actually formulate it. So one of the wisdoms around this is like to not rush into something if you don't know what you think about it and somebody brings a issue to you and says, hey, what do you think about, you know, this humanitarian issue over here? Go. You are not obligated in that moment to have these talking points that feel like you somehow have this well-formulated response to something that has taken centuries to arrive at this point. Or as the records put it, many centuries or many years of collective karma and karma working itself out in the collective to get to where things are at now. And I suspect that social media has a lot to do with many times us feeling pressured or feeling a sense of expectation, because when something happens anymore, it is not unknown for somebody to, you know, the next thing we know, here's a fundraising effort going on for this. Here is this so-and-so speaker, and they are telling how you can help with this situation. So-and-so is speaking out against this. And those aren't bad things. I want to be very clear. I'm not making a judgment about that. What I am doing is making this specific to anybody who's listening that if that is not you, and you are not in a role where you actively have to come out with a stance, or you are the friend and you're hearing all this stuff happening in the friend group, it is more than okay to say, I don't know how I feel about that. That really brings up a lot in me that just, it feels really upsetting. I feel really conflicted. It seems like there's a lot of sides and a lot of information here. And I don't know what I think right now. I just need some time to sort it out. It's okay to take space for yourself and to give you that space. There is no rush and no pressure to somehow sort it all out and to not grapple with it. And I think right now, part of how we navigate many of the things happening in our world is through allowing ourselves to grapple with things that feel really messy and really, really uncertain. I'll give you a good example of this. Back in, it was June of 2020, and it was around the time of the George Floyd murder. And there was a lot happening at that time. And I happened to have a newsletter coming out that week. And at the time, my monthly newsletter was called Intuitive You. It was a spiritual newsletter. And it was really focused on intuitive development and getting in touch with our intuition. But I am a psychologist and I can't not be that. And so I also was aware that on this week that all of this is happening and there's all this rioting going on and a lot of voices coming to the forefront and my newsletter comes out, that it felt really inappropriate and like I was pretending not to look at an issue, to somehow not address it in some shape or form. And I didn't feel I was working through my own thoughts and ideas around it. I was working through my own stuff and my own perspective and what I might, where my own biases might be. It's okay to admit that, and how I was raised in this world might be different. Like, I was working through all of that for myself, and it felt messy. And some things felt worked through and other things felt messy. And yet I felt like I needed to say something. And I sat with it. And I grappled some more. And I really didn't want to write some blanket statement of, you know, I stand with this. And I mean, I think there was a lot of businesses kind of doing an anti-racist statement at the time. And I felt like I should make it clear. But I didn't want to just like cut and paste what everybody else was doing. I felt like my work is authentic. I need to be authentic. And so I really spent almost like this laughable time creating a statement and trying to create this newsletter in a way that I felt like honored the integrity of Intuitive You, honored the integrity of the spiritual work that I was seeing. I really felt challenged to separate out what's the truth in these situations and what spiritual truths am I seeing versus what might feel like an agenda or a reaction. You know, I mean, I was like kind of agonizing in my heart about it because I really wanted to get this right, which is probably too much expectation and pressure on me. I think that when we are talking about these bigger, confusing issues, that when we're trying to get it right, we're always learning and growing and learning from each other. And so there's a lot that we try our best with and say, well, I didn't know to do that, next time I do. But I wanted to stay in my integrity, and I finally felt pleased with what came out. And I actually changed the tone of the newsletter. I don't remember what I had planned, but it was some sort of light, fluffy, intuitive topic. And I changed it to talk about like grappling, and that it is okay to grapple, and how our intuition informs these issues, and how we can work our spiritual connection, and how as we grapple with something, if it puts fear in our hearts and we really feel ourselves closing down and closing down to fellow humans versus opening up and opening up to love or wisdom or opening up to a deeper truth, that we can use our intuition and use those experiences as self to help inform our response and help us figure out, where am I in the mix of this? And that was pretty important for not only me to do, but I felt like it was something important to teach, because a lot of people that are drawn to my work are highly empathic. So it can be very confusing as empaths for us to figure out like, what's mine? What's yours? Is this my thought? Is this your thought? So there's a lot of murkiness there, and we have to figure out the tools to be able to come into our own energy and say, what do I think about this? So don't rush in. Give yourself permission to grapple. It is okay to be awkward with something and fumble with it and say, I'm going to do my best with this anyways, because I'm wanting to show up. And the last thing I wanted to do was not show up and take a pass and skip the newsletter and not address it at all, or wait till it all died down and, you know, send something out a few weeks later. I was pretty consistent when they came out. That felt not like I was showing up to me. It felt like I was hiding. So, but we still don't have to rush in. So it's okay to say, I'm reflecting, I'm taking time, I'm sifting through all of this. Number three for navigating chaos and challenge, know your role. This is wisdom from the March message of Akashic Magic. When I opened the records for the month of March of 2023, and if you are listening to this podcast and it's not that month and time, this information is still relevant. But when I opened them for this month, it showed a lot of possible turbulence and change and movement happening in March. And that's not unusual for the month of March. The month of March in and of itself tends to be a month where seasons are shifting, like cosmic cycles are shifting. There's a lot big that's happening astrologically. There's a lot usually that's happening with the seasons where you people live, where they are moving from one season to the next. So nature kind of has this reordering that is happening during this time. And we are living in sync with those cycles. So it's not a surprise when March feels a little bit chaotic and feels like it might have some challenging energy. And one of the pieces of guidance from the records this month was really about knowing your role. Know when to be an observer, know when you are not meant to be an observer, and know when you are kind of the participant versus just the person watching. And if you are a participant in something, let's say something is happening in a group that you're part of and it directly affects you, that even then, try and observe as much as you can. So as you participate, you are in your integrity and you are responding versus reacting. And again, the way that we get into our integrity is we don't rush in. We take time. We don't allow pressure to make us feel like we might say something that later we recant on or don't mean. We give ourselves the space to figure out what is my role and to be able to work with situations in our life in a way that is authentic. I'm a very slow responder. Some of that is because I'm a processor by nature. So it's really not in my nature to be super reactive. Doesn't mean I can't be. It just means that it's more in my nature if something upsets me to take time and to reflect and to have my own internal process. I'm always astounded by people who are in touch with their emotions right away and know exactly what they feel about it and have already formulated a response or an opinion. It's just not my process at all. And some of that is my personality. Some of that's because I've been a psychologist for 20 years now and in the field. And through that, I've really trained my brain to think about others' perspective and to listen to their stories. And I did that already before I entered into the field years ago. It's one of the reasons I chose this path is because I've always been good at seeing where somebody else is at, even if it's different than me, and seeing their perspective on something. But at this point in the game, when we think about how we train our brain and how our brain develops these neural pathways and networks based on kind of what we put into it and how we process information, I've spent a lot of time processing things from other perspectives. So I'm a slow responder and not quick to rush in. And I think that sometimes too slow, but it really is okay to take your time and to not be reactive with something. And let me loop back to that newsletter that I sent. Let's say I couldn't have come up with anything that week and I chose not to address it. Maybe I just kept it light and thought, well, people probably need something light. They don't need one more person talking about these heavy things. Let's say that throughout the course of that month, I had a shift in heart on that and I changed my mind and I realized, I really wish I would have said something. I regret that I didn't. Well, what was to say that in the next one, I couldn't have done that and actually just kind of written a note to the people who read it and said, hey, I didn't speak up last month. I wanted to keep things light, but I've had some time to reflect and I want you to know where I stand. So anybody who reads this knows like this is a safe place. It is okay to do that. So we can always loop back if we feel like we missed the moment, and we can always come back and say, you know what? I've had some growth here and here's what I think. All right, moving on to the next point for navigating chaos and challenge. This might be the most important one, and that is maintaining our heart magic, maintaining our heart connection. When we are going through conflict in our life, change in our life, challenge in our life, our best source of guidance is going to come from our hearts. That is what is going to inform us and help us connect to how we're experiencing it and what our guidance is for it. The mind is an interesting creature. And it can be friend or foe. It's amazing sometimes the things that brilliant minds can churn out and what they can come up with and the creativity and imagination and the ways that our minds can serve us. They can also be such an enemy. And a lot of times our brains are constantly in a state of chatter or in a state of observing things or having thoughts around something. That's one of the reasons that we do mindfulness work or meditation work or work on slowing our minds down, is to teach our brain that it doesn't always have to be constantly going, going, going. And that's hard to do in our world because we live in a fast-paced world. And so unless you've been able to really carve out circumstances that you've slowed life down, a lot of people are just surrounded by a lot of rhythm and patterns and various music from the collective, from their family, from the demands that are on them. So our mind is not always our friend. And what we think about something becomes very powerful when we've taken the time to go into our hearts and asked our hearts, what do you want me to know about this? When we go into our spiritual connection and we pray, or we say, like, angels, help me out here. I feel really overwhelmed by this. I don't even know what my own feelings are. That is a beautiful way to exercise our heart magic and our heart wisdom. You know, we connect spiritually really through the heart. It's not so much through emptying your mind that helps us to get into the heart, but really our heart is the portal and the interface of our spiritual connection. When I am going into the Akashic Records or bringing in a message from the angels, it's really not for me about the mind. I actually will ask, let my heart be opened for these words to come through. It feels like a heart-based transmission. And that is my personal understanding of how my gifts present themselves, less mental, more heart-based. And when we can listen to our heart, and there's so many ways that we connect with our heart. We connect with our heart when we journal. We connect with our heart when we pray, when we're out in nature. We connect with our heart when we're focusing on love or feeling the energy of love. We connect with our heart when we're focusing on our heart chakra and we're putting the intention out there, open my heart. Like, when we do that, that is when we begin to tap into the way of the heart and think about the ideas of, what does my heart feel on this? And it's always good wisdom to take some time and just ask our hearts, what do you want me to know about this? Often the heart's wisdom is very simple. It's not complex. It doesn't make things muddier like the mind does. You know, often our heart will say, wait a little bit longer. Just take a deep breath for today, you know, or we'll ask our heart and nothing feels like it comes through. And then we're listening to the radio 30 minutes later and a song just moves us. We feel it in our heart. We feel moved in our heart and there's a lyric in it. And we think, oh my gosh, that's the truth I was looking for today. You know, our heart drew that in. When we asked our heart, that is also a prayer. Spirit hears us. And so we're given what we're looking for. So there's all these ways that the heart speaks. And when we can maintain our heart connection and get into the heart, that is the number one best way for how to navigate these energies, because our mind spins stories. Many, many, many stories. And our mind grabs onto fear really fast. And it's really our heart that says, take a deep breath. It's going to be okay. We're just going to take things step by step right now. And I think that's the crux of navigating, being in this world of kind of transforming possibilities, is that sometimes we get really far ahead of ourselves and we want to see the bigger picture and it's just not time yet. We want reassurance that it's all going to be okay. And here's exactly how. And it just isn't time yet. But if we can get into our heart will usually tell us, here's the next right step for you. Here's the next thing that you're meant to do. Here is what you need to know for your journey. It's very easy for us to get pulled off of our own track by what's going on with somebody else and to play the comparison game or to feel like, well, so-and-so is doing it this way. Maybe that's better, you know? And when we are able to get into our heart, we are able to receive our specific guidance that helps us find that discernment. Is this mine? Is this not? Am I a participant? Am I an observer? It helps us differentiate. Is this triggering something in me? What do I need to know to grow from this experience? Not everything is meant for us to grow from. Some things we can just walk around, like somebody else's chaos or somebody else's drama might be something that we say, I don't actually think I've got much to learn from this. My best bet through is just to kind of go around it and skip it entirely. So our heart is what gives us that wisdom for our next best step in a way that is in accordance with our soul and our higher self and our spiritual guidance and our experience of self and where we're at on the path and what we're ready for and all those layers of experience that make us and our journey utterly unique and different from somebody else. So that is the best way to move through these things. And again, we come into our heart when we create space to do so and when we set the intention. If nothing else, we can always close our eyes and put our hand on our heart. And we can always offer up the request and say, I feel really lost right now. Please help me to figure out how best to move through this. And then listen to what comes through. And like I said, it will usually be very simple. When I was grappling in June of 2020, and I was trying to figure out how to approach my newsletter with sensitivity to the bigger issues going on and how to not just skirt it, but how to also do it in a way that sounded like me and sounded like it came from my heart and not something that I cut and pasted because everybody else was cutting and pasting it and it was going around and you were told that this is the thing to do. You know, when I did that, I was really in my heart. And I really remember saying, I need help. I am so confused right now. I cannot feel what's mine, what's everybody else's. I can't find my way through. And I remember really specifically asking for help from the angels and saying, like, please give me guidance here. Like, I was really seeking guidance and spiritual wisdom from my channel. Like I said, I really grappled with this, and that was all heart-based. And in the end, I felt like what I came out with, that felt heart-based to me, and that felt in alignment and it felt in integrity, and I felt good about what I put out. So again, it is our heart that is going to help us find what we need to guide us through. All right. I decided after I sat down to write down the talking points for today that this feels like such a big topic to me. I wanted to make today more of a general overview of, like, these are just some really good principles and perspectives to live by, to kind of check in with yourself. But I'd like to make it a little bit personal. And so next week, our topic is going to be, maintaining balance in a transforming world. And first of all, that episode is going to come out around the week of the equinox. And the equinox is spring equinox here in the Northern Hemisphere where I am. That is about balancing out the light and the dark. You know, it's about being at this midpoint between the light coming back and the darkness still being here. It's no longer winter. It's not summer. So I think that's a nice seasonal nod to working on this idea of balance and equilibrium. But what I really want to dive into is looking at how can we personally stay grounded? And what if you are in chaos and challenge right now, and you're not just feeling swept into fear-based stuff that's in the headlines or something like that? Like, what if your life is chaos and challenge and you didn't try and invite that? You're not trying to create it. You are really trying to move through this in the best way you know how, and it's showing up anyways, or you're going through something really big. What if you're going through divorce or a breakup? What if you're going through some form of estrangement from a loved one, something that's very hurtful for you? What if you're working through trauma? What if you are working in a field where you support people who might be doing those things, and you want to approach it sensitively if they should happen to share it with you, or you just want to be a good friend to somebody who's going through those things. So I really want to look at, how do we maintain balance in a world where things are constantly shifting right now? And what are some of the coping skills and grounding skills and ways that we can find harmony within ourselves when things might feel disharmonious around us? How do we make peace with things that feel unacceptable to us, and we're trying to carry them or bear them or live with them because we can't change them in the moment, no matter how much we've tried? And how do we create this new set point and this new center inside of us? And what do the angels and the Akashic records have to say about all of that? I'm sure they have an opinion. I know a little bit of it, but I always tap into their wisdom before I hop on here and make these podcasts. So we are going to be talking about all of that and really looking at, like, us as individuals and some things that you can do if you're struggling right now, and ways to maintain your balance, and perhaps even redefine the concept of what balance means so that it feels like it's working for us. We're going to play with that word a little bit. I have no idea what all that's going to look like, but I am looking forward to seeing what comes through and what wisdom wants to share itself with us and present itself to us. And I will be back on here next week with that as a new episode. All right. Thank you so much for joining me for Your Heart Magic podcast. I appreciate everybody who listens. I'm so grateful for your presence and the light you are bringing to the world. I will be back next week. And until then, be well, be love, be you, and be magic.
You've been listening to Your Heart Magic with Dr. Bethann Kapansky-Wright. Tune in next week for a new episode to support and empower your light.